so that brings programming down to 529.243. So let's pop that in. Okay, so the surplus is not as enormous as I was hoping, but there is one. And that's because of personnel. Okay. So here's what we end up with, just so we know what the numbers look like. If we leave in all of the new positions, including the funds in salaries and related expenses and the development position, we bump the legal up to 120, and we factor in Democracy Now! Declining by 50% starting in January. Then we end up with a surplus of $19,381.
Okay.
What this means, in realistic terms, is that we can't go forward with these hires until either we have a successful negotiation with Democracy Now!, and the other pending scenario would be a stable central services from the East Coast stations. If both of those things are not true, then we can't go ahead with the fires, at least the majority of them, because one of them is. Yeah.
And if I can fund them elsewhere, can I proceed with these hires in terms of, like, if there turns out to be consensus on what we're doing at a national level with restricted funds, or I'm going to give this a grant or position. I mean, if I'm able to find money elsewhere outside this budget to fund positions, I won't be prohibited from doing that, right?
You will not be prohibited from doing that.
Thank you.
Question?
Yes, Richard, go ahead.
I'm talking about grants. I was looking at the listing for grants, and it looks pretty slim, and I wonder why we don't do more grant gathering.
Oh, I would like to make it a higher number, and I would be happy to project a higher number. There was zero there when it was given to me, and there was zero. You know, I added money. I was like, my God, of course we can get something. From the feedback I've gotten so far, you know, foundations are also experiencing various financial issues and a lot of demand for their grant funds. You need to know the existing habits of the organization. Do your letter of inquiry, make your phone calls. That's why, see, that's why I want to have support in doing this, because it's a real process by what is the appropriate grant to go here. Some grants might fall $5,000 to enable us to improve some aspect of something. And other grants might be significant. The problem is it's rather speculative for me because there was nothing in that. There haven't been any grants coming in. I see no evidence of grants anytime in the recent past. So I'm starting from scratch, and I want to put a really, really conservative number in each line. Like the one that says donation top, I don't know why it's stepped out for other categories. For me, that became my bequest line. I said, okay, that's where I'm going to think about bequest, because that only takes a very small number of people annually giving you anything. So if you make an effort to build that department, you can expect to get something there. If the committee decides they would like to increase that revenue line item on a projected basis, I'm happy to see that. I just don't want to go over some number that's legitimately within reach, based on the fact starting from scratch to build a development department at the national level. So if you want that number to be, I can support that. I still feel that's really conservative. When you start going into big digits, I'm very nervous. We're the national office. We're not a radio station. So we're talking about foundation money, which goes back to things like the program director position. Some of these things have to be tied to very specific. We are going to do this, not just, we're not getting our central services to pay our insurance. People don't give you money for that. So I'm limited to say this is what I want money for. I'm sizing up what things are that I think would fit into different granting categories. So if the committee feels it would like to increase that number within a reasonable range, I will feel comfortable taking that on as something we're going to strive to accomplish. But I then need to also spend a little bit of money essentially investing in a human being who's already quite familiar with granting resources and can hone in on a few prospects that seem worthy of attention in this coming fiscal year.
Yeah, if I could weigh in here, in my own experience, when you're sort of starting from the place of not getting grants, there's generally some setup time to sort of getting your grant materials together, doing research, figuring out where you want to apply, waiting for deadlines. And then, you know, there's a process, and then you apply, and then you get turned down a lot, and then you hit on one. And often, like, a year goes by from the time you actually start trying to raise money from foundations to money coming in. So my sense is that if we're able to go ahead with doing setup work, we may see some revenue from that next year. But I don't know that we would see that much this year.
Thank you. That's how I feel, Tracy, and that's the feedback I've gotten from everyone. You know, we've had our databases scrubbed. We're deduping them against archives, which hasn't had a mail letter in 8 years. I mean, we're doing things that just haven't been done here before. We're going to set up a car donation program for National and one for the archives, because when one of the competing companies made a presentation to me, they said about 50% of our donations come off of on-air advertising, essentially, to people. The other 50% come from people trolling the internet looking for a place to get rid of their car, which means if we position the foundation and the archive specifically, we should see a tiny trickle of income from that. Again, not high expectations, but some. Website monetization, working the email list, creating email lists. Let's start there, for real, creating email lists and actually talking to our donors a couple of times a year, a couple of times per year at National.
Right.
But I think we're talking seriously, a hardcore year of work here to get some tangible results back with much better increase in year two. And frankly, if we get up and build a real department, a way better show. Great.
Because, you know, I would like to write grants for Pacifica, but we don't have the stuff. We don't have the materials. And it takes time to develop all of that. You know, a history statement and a good-looking financial statement and an annual report and an impact statement and a theory of change statement and all these things. These are the pieces and parts. And I think we're at zero with that. So it's going to take time.
Well, that makes sense. If there was some commitment to doing it, that'd be – and all those forms you're talking about needing, which I understand – would help us in the organization of the national office, wouldn't it?
Yeah, well, and once you have all that stuff, you can apply frequently to a number of different foundations because you just sort of tweak your existing materials, but you have to have them.
Yeah, no, she's completely right. I mean, I've been working with a different person who does development on the East Coast, and stuff that I learned at NFCD, which was very focused on bequests and setting up a legacy society and things which are key to our demographic, not to be too straightforward about it, but honestly. And that you have to have, you know, just like I told the board, you have to have investment policies if you want people to donate large sums of money or you want them to leave you in their estate plan. And we act like people on the left have, you know, nothing to leave, or we're just paying attention, and that's clearly not the case. And activists and people who support social justice causes, they really support the things that they support. And we're, of course, missing a very key component of our nonprofit fundraise to neglect, particularly let our members and listeners know that we department with all the right paperwork, and yes, that's exactly it. You see all the documents and everything that should go in a nice package, and the different packages for different audiences, or individual donors or foundation donors, and truly we don't have any of that. So it is really building the department from the ground up, but it can be done, and a lot of it is done in relatively quick in terms of getting the things together that you need to have to progress from there. That could take easily first half of this year to get all the groundwork laid for different specific, you know, we're doing the letter, then there's follow-up from that. It could be the next layer that happens after that and those other development issues. So that's why I was so conservative. When I'm starting from zero, I don't want to put a puffy number in there. I don't believe in those puffy numbers. I'm like, okay, I think we can hit that target. It's reasonably small that someone who knows what he or she is doing can probably reach it with us. So.
Okay. Well, all right. So I think we're back at temperature taking. I think we are coming reasonably close to consensus, at least with those of us that have been talking. But some people haven't been talking. So let's go around and see how people feel about where we are now. And I'll just read off what the figures are. And if you're not comfortable, say so, because we have to be united about this, at least to an extent. So, okay. So the direct NO revenue is staying the same at $730,000. We are continuing with shared expenses of $1,630,000. That's assuming $266,000 from WBAI, which is about a 30 to 40% reduction over what they accrued last year, and a $214,000 from DC. That gives us revenue of $2,361,000. We are provisionally putting in salary expenses of $971,000, which is an increase of about $245,000. Board expenses of $110,000. Administrative expenses of $633,000. The change there is that we're doing legal at $10,000 a month. Programming expenses at $529,000, which is assuming that DN monthly payments will drop to 50% of the current rate starting in January. Development expenses of $97,000, which is all our development contractor and sending out mailings. For total expenses of $2,342,000, with a surplus of $19,381, which does nothing to pay our past debts, but is balanced on its own terms. So maybe we'll go around and see if people feel like they could live with that or not live with it. R. Paul?
Okay. From the various discussions here, this sounds okay. However, I'm going to say again, I'm not voting for it because it's, you know, I mean, again, we have skipped around one page of 21. And while I hope the rest of you will vote for this, I am not going to vote for this. But in terms of the of what's being negotiated out here, this makes sense. As far as I can see it, which unfortunately isn't as far as I'd like it to be. So that's my temperature.
I know. It's hard. Okay. Mana J is not with us. So, Marcus, are you still here? Doesn't sound like it. Tony, are you still with us?
Oh, yes.
What you thinking?
I'm not happy with a number of things, but I can live with it. I'm not going to die. I can not feel good, but I can vote for it. So there are some things I still have reservations about, but reservation one being once legal, and also I share the thought of really these new hires, the national program director in particular, whether or not we can afford to do that at this time or have the luxury of doing that. And is that a set position? I would like to know what the authority of that position is. I don't know if that's a new position or if we've had that in the past and it just hasn't been filled. But those are my reservations, but I can live with it, the adjustments that you made.
Okay, well, you know, given time, we can talk about that a bit, but okay, thanks. All right, Texas. Jim is not here, so that's you, Richard.
Okay. Is there are we rushing toward approving this tonight?
Oh, maybe, but we don't have to. What are your feelings?
Do we have a scheduled meeting on the 22nd? Could these things be put down in writing more and sent to us earlier so we could have some time to look at them and maybe we'll feel better about the adjustments?
We could kick this to the 22nd. We're going to have to kick the archives budget to the 22nd, obviously, because we're not going to tackle a whole another division tonight. So that's an option.
Well, I think it was Tony that was just saying that, I think maybe I heard Summer saying this too, that maybe we shouldn't hire people to do some of that stuff until we actually have money. And I also wonder if, if we had a couple of good fund drives and we had a little extra money coming in, I don't think that's when we need to rush right out and hire somebody. I think we need to put together two or three that are, and make it look like some kind of pattern. But I would be more comfortable looking at what y'all talked about actually written down.
Okay. All right. That brings us to L.A. Michael, are you still with us? Okay. John?
Sorry, can you hear me? Hello?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we can hear you.
I was on mute. I can't tell when I'm mute and not anymore. I honestly have to say I lost track a little bit in the back and forth about the question of the development director money. Are we proposing that some money be made available for that regardless?
I don't think we're in a position to say anything regardless.
Okay.
I'm saying that
built into the budget under the terms that you said. Assuming that all the shared services money came in, regardless of whether we were able to negotiate a reduction larger than 50% in Democracy Now, I thought that that's what.
If all the shared services money comes in, we can probably accommodate the development consultant. We can't accommodate either of the other two positions, which is the HR and the national programming, whatever it is. And basically, we would only have space for one of the three. The other two were entirely contingent on negotiating with BN, and even the development consultant will be a reach.
Okay. So I think that makes some sense. I will say that I don't agree with the position of a program director. I suggest what I thought would make more sense. I think looking for some kind of national producer who could produce a particular project makes more sense.
It's
ongoing.
I don't necessarily see this person in our traditional program director way. I mean, that is part of what happens also. I need someone in charge of programming, coordination, fundraising. This sort of weird hybrid just got written and passed by the board a couple of years ago isn't exactly what I'm looking for either, but completely encompassing things like dealing with all the logistics. When we do national broadcasts, it's an incredible amount of logistical legwork to do. And, like, the tech guys are great. A part of coordinating everything, but there's a lot of back and forth. Those things can also. So I hear you. You want it to be a more creative, robust position. I a lot of things are very flexible in the network right now in terms of dictating, including where they don't have sufficient resources and need extra help. So I was very sensitive to
saying
need to do more than one thing. Okay.
I hear that. I'm concerned about, staffing a position that then becomes ongoing, indefinitely, especially under that, the national program director. So that was my concern. Let me just add that, unfortunately, on the 22nd, I'll be returning from a national conference, and I won't be able to get on the call. So.
Oh, bummer. That's too bad. Okay, John, are you still there?
I am. Can you hear me?
Yes, what are your feelings about where we're at?
All right. I'd say that I still have concerns about that position. I think that spending money that we don't have on a position that we might need is questionable, and I'm also concerned about the overly optimistic amount that is put down for Democracy Now in terms of negotiations. So I don't think that I feel comfortable enough to vote in favor of this budget as it stands now.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. So leaving my own opinion aside and stepping into the chair position, what I hear is people need some more time to consider. So I think, although I'm aware of the time of the clock ticking, that we are going to have to kick this over. So let's have a timing conversation. Our next regular meeting is scheduled for October 22nd. Let's just look at the calendar and look at when the PNB is. We still have, I believe, 3 divisional budgets remaining at the PNB. So my guess is that we have a little bit of time. In other words, the next PNB meeting is not going to get to the national office budget, whether it's sitting there or not.
That makes sense.
So let's see from a calendar and also our own, you know, energy and schedule. So the next PNB meeting is on the 24th. So certainly if we consider this on the 22nd, we're not losing any time. Although that will probably put the PNB in a position that it would not be able to approve the NO budget and the archives budget until the in-person meeting in November, because I don't think the PNB is going to meet again after the 24th. We will have to both deal with this budget and the archives budget, and it will probably mean an extra meeting between the 22nd and the 6th, because we will have to technically approve a consolidated budget. But that doesn't have to take a long time. So I hear that Michael can't come on the 22nd. Is there anyone else who can't come on the 22nd? Okay.
I'm sure as soon as the summer.
Yeah.
On the programming position, I'm hearing what people are saying. I am trying to achieve a high level of organizational flexibility and like more positive response time on things. I'm open to, just as I put the development into a consultant's line item so that it can be spent in pieces, I am not completely attached to the idea that this position has to be a full-time permanent staff position. I hear what Michael's saying also. There are benefits to having people on staff, and there are benefits to being able to utilize portions of a budget here and there on a project to maximize your potential. So I'm open to the committee's thoughts on that. I'm conceiving of these positions as involving specific people because I need some continuity. But I'm open to other thoughts on the matter. I want to achieve some improved coordination. If we're doing these things, and I'm doing them target by target, but it would help me have some heightened coordination of, increasing, like I said, fund drive and things of that nature in terms of results and performance. But I'm open to being designated way for programming if there is actually realized to the position as a salary. Okay? I need to achieve things. They can be achieved in here. They have to be done at work. Okay? And I can approach it. Perspective.
Okay.
That's more in line with people's thinking on that.
Okay, so here's what I'm thinking. I think we did a pretty good job of surfacing the issues, and since most of the issues will be similar in the archives budget, I think we'll be able to finish this budget and deal with the archives budget on the 22nd, which from a PNB point of view is fine. Doesn't make any difference. They wouldn't consider it till the 24th anyway, even if we had gotten it done tonight. We will need to schedule a meeting for the consolidated budget, and I'm thinking that October 29th might make sense for that. Does anybody wildly object? Doesn't sound like it. Let's see. Is there any better date? Yeah, the first week of November is crowded, and people are going to be flying to the board meeting, so I think it has to be the 29th. So I think I'm going to go ahead and schedule an extra finance committee meeting on October 29th. It may be very short. And if people could consider where they would like this national office budget to go over the next 5 days or 6 days, I think we'll be in a pretty good position to finalize it on the 22nd. In the meantime, I'm going to send people a copy of the Excel file with kind of where we are now to look at. So it'll be in writing. And I think that will probably work out reasonably okay, with apologies for the extra meeting. Does that sound okay?
Sounds okay to me.
Yes.
Okay, I'm sorry. I had dreams that we would be basically finished, but we're not.
No, I wasn't. I honestly figured if everyone was getting the budget at the last moment, that probably people would want to carry it over. So I'm fine. I think we covered a lot of ground. I appreciate the feedback. I mean, we need to accomplish certain things as an organization. We're constrained by certain factors, but we can improve a lot. So how we get there can be approached from a multitude of aspects. So, just sort of keep that in mind. If you're thinking about programming, that encompasses many things within our network, from raising money to the quality of responsiveness to speaking events, okay? And I'm happy to consider it in any number of ways. But I think we covered a lot of other stuff there, effectively, so I'm fine. I apologize to Brian, because I know he's been sitting on here for the PRA budget. So, Brian, thank you. I think it's time for...
Yes, hi. Yeah, hi.
Oh, Brian. Yeah, I'm sorry. This must be kind of frustrating from your point of view.
Well, I should have...
It was a learning experience, and I appreciate it, because now I understand your process in the three stages of reviewing, taking temperatures, asking questions, and taking temperatures again. So I do want to say that, you know, we just today, Mariana, Raul, Summer, and I really sort of hammered out the archives budget, I would say like 95% through. So I actually appreciate the delay to where before the 22nd, I'll commit to you to updating the budget that was sent to you in the middle of this meeting that will include the two grants that we have, that will basically be a wash. So what you'll see that was emailed to you today are basically the numbers. What will change will be a wash concerning the grants. But I'll also be sure to include a narrative that will anticipate your questions and concerns.
Well, thank you so much, Brian. In general, the archives budgets are well prepared, and I think once we get the last sort of half an hour or an hour of this national budget hammered out, we'll be able to do it in a pretty efficient fashion next week. So good.
No apologies necessary. Like I said, it helps me understand what your process and where you're all at in terms of your local concerns at the stations, concerns of national office, and the other concerns. So thank you, actually.
Yeah, it was a little klutzy because of getting the documents as late as we did. We had to do a little bit of, you know, what's in here kind of stuff. And unfortunately, that ate up about an hour.
Right. And like I said, we just got some of the central services numbers and finalized earlier this afternoon. So I'm still trying to process it myself with Summer and figuring out where to sort of make adjustments and make sure. But for me, our budget looks pretty good. I'm pretty confident in what the archives is doing. This National Archives grant really has put us on the map where we can anticipate a lot more revenue from outside the stations and the dependency on the stations allowing us fun drive days. So I think Summer and I discussing this earlier today, we're pretty confident in what we're putting forth.
Okay.
Yes.
Awesome. Good.
Summer?
If I can pick up just briefly on what Brian is saying also, because of my rather realistic assessment of real cash flow and central services calculations, we've spent a tremendous amount of time. I made a decision
much earlier this year and, you know, talked with Brian that, you know, you cannot get money where there is not money. So we have to figure out other ways to support the archives. So we've been putting some significant effort into the development aspects of archives as well. So that's a big part of what we're doing with that budget. With the calculations going on, for me, obviously, Brian, you'll have Marianne to make adjustments, but we're still going to be moving forward in what is, for me, the holistic cash basis of supporting the grant and the funding needs of the archive, taking into account the reality of what's really been going on with cash flow. And it's significantly improved. That stands can put us in a much better position, but we're looking to do other things that we could be doing to help make this stuff successful. So.
Okay, cool. Thank you. Thank you, everyone, for all of your patience with the process. Much appreciated.
Madam Chair?
And we will gather together on the 22nd. Yes.
Madam Chair?
Yes, R. Paul.
In other fiscal news, I'd like to let folks know that the budget thing, the larger fiscal thing of the government has been solved. They put the government back together again. So,
well, for a few days.
To us, and we inspired them.
If they can put the government back together again, we can put Pacifica back together again.
There we go.
Okay, good. So next Tuesday, and R. Paul, I apologize, we went right past the minutes. We'll catch it up at the next meeting.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you, Sarah.
Good night, everybody. Thank you. Good night.
Thank you, everyone. Good night.